The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
Dear listeners, what I am about to tell you is going to be very disturbing, but you must know this and pass it on. Let's call it Obama's War on Democracy. The alliance between Obama and the liberal media must be exposed and broken now. The liberal media has been co-opted by the Obama administration. The liberal talking points flow from D.C. liberals to the media and then on to the American people, and by that time, they call it news. We are being misled by an Obama-controlled liberal media, and unless this unholy alliance is exposed and broken, it will bankrupt our nation both fiscally and morally. A quick look at how the networks are covering the flap over Wisconsin public union employees says it all. Liberal ABC called it mutiny in America. Public workers take to the streets as governors try to cut their pay and perks. Gripped by a $3 billion budget crisis, the state of Wisconsin cannot just print money like Washington liberals do. Cuts have to be made, but the governor never proposed the salary and wage cuts that were reported by ABC. They lied. Meanwhile, NBC's liberal Brian Williams applauded employees for rising up and saying no to some of the most extreme cuts in the nation. Extreme cuts? That's nonsense. The governor asked government workers to cover a modest 6% bump in their already generous health care coverage. And behind it all is President Obama, who quickly chose sides by calling the cost-cutting actions an assault on unions. It was also revealed that President Obama's political operation, which is called Organizing for America, is supporting the demonstrators in Wisconsin by sending busloads of protesters to Madison, and they're manning the phones. With the complete encouragement of the Obama administration, the media is using Wisconsin to demonize conservatives, describing them as mean-spirited, callous, and oppressive. This is not journalism. This is propaganda and brainwashing. The so-called news media are willing to do whatever it takes to help the president implement his socialist agenda. Our only chance is to expose and break the Obama liberal media alliance that lyingly fans the flames of discord that will bring our nation to its knees. We must do everything in our power to end this betrayal on the part of our president. For KSCO, this is Kay Swirling.